is about sustainability.
Nice, I love it.
Because that's my particular interest. And how are you going to get the recovery for Yucatan? How are you going to involve sustainability in the heart of it? And particularly using local communities and involving them in the process?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because even before pandemics, even before crisis, we were convinced that sustainability was the only way to develop tourism. In Yucatan, sustainability is the main priority, and we take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. We work together with the Minister of the Sustainable Development here in Yucatan. So that minister joined us throughout all of our decisions. Mm-hmm. I understand even before COVID, I mean, for the last probably 10 years, we've been listening how important it is to make it sustainable. But we wasn't listening carefully because we needed to face a pandemic to understand that that was the really important thing, and we wasn't attending that. I mean, we as an industry in generally, globally, I'm not talking Yucatan. Actually, I would say Yucatan was ahead of many destinations in terms of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
When we began this administration, we developed a program, a strategy of sustainable development. My undersecretary, it's called the Sustainable Development Undersecretary, because mm-hmm. we always attach the sustainable word and actions to it. And what is to be sustainable? It's not only to take care and preserve our natural resources, it has also to do with preserving our cultural and historic resources. Yucatan is a rich destination, and it's not rich because of the money, it's rich because of the history we have, it's rich because of the diversity we have, the nature we have, and we want to keep it with us. So, sustainability for us has to do with preserving that. It has to do with making a better and more inclusive tourism. It has to do with making a more responsible and long-term tourism. Mm-hmm. So we've been working a lot in decentralizing the tourism. Many people knows Merida, and many people knows Chichen Itza, but not many people knows the Mayan villages in San Marcelino and the rest of the state. Not many people know Sisamal, Valladolid, Las Coloradas, Telchac, Sisal, Usmal. So we've been creating a lot of new products throughout the state in order to decentralize the benefits of tourism so more people can be benefit by the tourism activity and be part of the industry. And some of those new products, we have over 100 new products that we developed in 2019, and that allows us to have a current campaign that is called 360 Days in Yucatan, a new activity every day. A lot of those products has to do with the communities, has to do with the Maya villages, which is a new program, has to do with people who's in the agriculture area, with the honey farms, bees,